whispering to your ear, let me tell you the story of the living, the story of the divine presence, of the simmering. Each one names it in their own way. I call this presence love, a love that ravages, forgives, embraces, heals, holds everything on its path. What if the loving encounter with the living present itself to me at every moment? A mere encounter with absolutely everything. Breath, silence, light, or even human to become one. The intensity is proportional to the extent to which I can unveil my heart, how much I can bear my soul. As if I were asked to let go, to surrender, and mask, reveal, to abandon myself completely, even if only for a moment that would last forever. There's no more need to seek this presence outside of me. I can just embody it from within. The world becomes the expansion of my essence, of love, of the divine. Every living thing becomes a gateway to the stars. Everything becomes an opportunity to experiment myself, to remember who I am, to meet you, to enjoy our senses slowly, softly, and become the playground to the divine through being human. I inhale, I close my eyes, I accept. I bow down to the great mystery. I give myself to the earth. In the transparency of my being, I delight in this presence, my essence. Stillness and light flood me from within. The joyful earth embraces me. I let the sky contemplate me. The sun caresses me. And my own light shine through. At each of my glances, I let my breath nourish the life around me. In service to this force of life, I intertwine and weave with it. Please, use me for the most beautiful, the greatest. Please, pass through me, inhabit my thinking, and make naught through me. I let your life force swirl in me, transmute me to be reborn again, always closer to my being. From now on, I let you play through me to be nothing but a reminder of what love is on earth. And if I forget the greatest, the sweetness of this consciousness, because I will forget, then please remind me to come back to the body, to my heart, to the breath, the slowness, to the silence, or remind me to think, to whisper, the breath of my home. I will never cease to want to touch the stars, because it's this thousand of pure and sincere intention that creates a symphony that is capable of nourishing all life. And how good it is to feel this paradox waltzing between the non-dual and dual world, between unconditional love and the one that sets conditions, between a vast infinite detached space which delights in everything without any expectation, and a world where one gets attached, desires, between a space that's complete and another that is never enough, between a space that is only test in the infinite freedom of being and another that sets limits, boxes. How good is to simply be human, alive. These two worlds intertwine in us, in an eternal journey, where the little eye observes self, and the self plays through the eye. It's life that expands. I inhabit it. It animates me. I wander in it. It opens up to me. It opens up in me. Here and now, I'm available to the effervescence of the sensations that the next moment has to offer me. Here and now, I sow the living with my essence to see the seeds of hope sprout in it. I will give up everything to constantly live these moments of ecstasy, where grace is found in each one of my gazes, in a space that no longer expects anything, if not to feel this love through me. We are the source from which the nectar of life flows. All creation dances in us, in you, in everything.